the winner is The Missing.
At masaya halo na natanggap namin itong award na ito. Masaya dahil nire-represent namin ang animation industry sa Pilipinas na thriving. And sana masuportahan pa kami na gumawa ng original content. Nakakalungkot dahil merong isa na babae o bata na sexual abuse sa Pilipinas. Kaya itong award na to ay para sa lahat ng animators sa Pilipinas at para sa lahat ng mga Eric sa buong mundo. And I'll now translate it to English. Thank you.
Iyan ang naging bahagi ng talumpati ng direktor na si Carl Joseph Papa nang manalo ang pelikulang Iti Mapukpukaw na Ilocanong salita para sa The Missing sa naganap na Asia Pacific Screen Awards bilang Best Animated Film. Nakapanayam ni Celeste McIntosh ang direktor umaga bago naganap ang awards night.
Kasama natin ang award-nominated director, animated film director na si Carl Joseph Papa para sa kanyang pelikulang Iti Mapukpukaw po, nominated for Best Animated Film. Congratulations, Carl.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
Yes, and welcome to the Gold Coast. Medyo maulan pero sana ay nakapamasyal pa kayo ng kaunti, ano?
Yes, may pinuntahan, ako ba maghahawak? Anyway, may pinuntahan kami kanina na may mga kangaroos, koala. So, yeah, fun. Pero, yeah, normal naman sa akin itong ganitong weather.
Masarap pa rin.
Tapos ulan.
Oo, sabagay. Oo nga, ganun na, no? Mga tikbalang moments.
Oo, tikbalang. Mga kinakasal na tikbalang.
Oo, exactly. Ayan, may context ng Pilipino na po tayo. Narito po si Carl upang siyempre makisali sa atin sa award ceremonies tonight. And let's talk about your film. Ito ay, by the way, it's a brilliant film, very intelligent.
Thank you.
A little bit of a gist. Ito ay tungkol, sumusunod sa kwento ng isang young animator, ano, tsaka ng kanyang ina sa paghahanap ng kanilang nawawalang tiyuhin. I'll say no more. I'll let you talk more about your film. For those who have not seen the film or yet to see the film, what is it?
For those who have not seen the film, you have the chance to see it because it's on Netflix worldwide. So, napin nyo lang The Missing or Iti Mapukpukaw, so makikita nyo. But the film is about an animator na parang one night he was asked by his mother kung pwede niyang daanan yung last known location ng tito. Tapos only to find out later on in the story na patay na yung tito niya and biglang may alien na humahabol kay Eric. Tapos nag-flood yung memories niya of his childhood. Mm-hmm. So that's the film.
Oh, yun yung just no film. It's very brilliantly made, ano? And I think it works perfectly kasi po ang medyo sensitibo din syempre yung kumbaga nature na o tema nung kwento. Madaming symbolisms din doon, one of which very very early on sa film ay yung main character natin walang bibig, di makapagsalita, at marami pang mga symbolism all throughout the film, ano. I think it being an animated film softened a little bit yung ano, kumbaga yung medyo traumatic subject matter. I think I just wanted to find out yung proseso mo, yung creative process on how you balance syempre yung opportunidad na to provoke and start a conversation in such a very serious manner, but also make it in a way that is not entirely triggering or but at the same time parang safe for people na dumaan sa ganong klaseng circumstance.
Actually, yung film kasi, it was inspired by a personal story of mine that I came up with it around 2018 or 2019. So natapos ko siya isulat around that time. So at first it came from a place of anger. But then again, this film is going to be consumed by people, and people who underwent the same thing, mapapanood nila yung pelikula. So ano ba yung gusto ko iparamdam sa kanila? So as early as I guess yung early drafts ng film, syempre thinking about the audience na kung pinagdaanan nila to, ano yung gusto kong maramdaman nila. So I want the film to feel like a hug, na parang niyayakap ko sila na andito ako, na naiintindihan ko yung pinagdadaanan ninyo. And parang we all need this. I mean, hindi lahat ng mga nag-suffer ng same fate as Eric ay merong same support system as within the film, but I think meron tayong community that can help us with, you know, bringing hope to us and making us feel loved.
Trilingual din ito, no? May English, may Tagalog at Ilocano. With it's an impressive cast that you have. Tell us about the casting.
Cast na si Eric is played by Carlo Aquino. Yung si Carlo, yung love interest, is played by Gio Gahol. Is a very great theater actor and film actor. And of course, Dolly De Leon played the mother of Eric, si Rosalinda. Yun. Paano ko sila nakuha? Kung gusto mo malaman, actually pinitch ko sa kanila yung kwento and they all said yes to me on the spot. So very invested sila dun sa story and yung magiging treatment namin na it's going to be rotoscope animation and yung kung ano yung message ng film. So they were all on board from the get-go.
And did they have to learn Ilocano or
Carlo Aquino hindi kasi hindi siya nagsasalita.
Oh, towards the end, ano?
Meron. Yung mga sinusulat lang niya, minemorize siya. Pero si Dolly had to study Ilocano. I think her dad is Ilocano, actually. Pero we had, actually, my stepmom, nirecord namin yung kung ano yung mga lines niya, kung paano niya sasabihin. And pinadalan ko si Dolly ng MP3. as guide, and then we had a dialect coach on set.
So that's always very helpful. One of the things that I really enjoyed in that film ay yung kumbaga yung flashback treatment mo, no? Dun po sa pelikula, syempre animated siya, no? Normally kapag may flashback, it's either black and white siya, or there are various ways para ipakita mo na memory yung pinapakita. But this one, your style was you show yung nakaraan in a much more cruder o parang mas kumbaga ay makalumang cartoon style. Ito ba isang common educate me if I'm quite unfamiliar with the animated film trends and practices at the moment. Common ba ito? I mean, I really enjoyed that, but it was my first time to see.
Actually common ano naman siya na 2D hand-drawn animation, pero digital siya. Pero I wanted that treatment kasi gusto ko yung feel ng may nostalgia na parang nakaraan siya, and gusto ko yung feel na ano siya, it's a memory of someone that it's stuck in childhood. So kailangan medyo may childish, very colorful siya, and yung medyo crude na yun. Kasi I want the memories to feel incomplete or tampered with. So, ayun.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's very effective. Speaking of nostalgia, no, dun sa isang, may isang scene doon sa pelikula kung saan ginamit ninyo yung kanta ni Donna Cruz kapag tumibok ang puso. I think it's a very tender moment nung medyo may episode na pinagdadaanan yung main character at para kumbagay para makalma siya. Kinanta ni Dolly, na yung nanay niya doon, yung kapag tumibok, at which of course evokes yung kumbaga comfort, joy, and love, obviously. Does that have a very personal relevance to you, that song? Why that song?
Nung sinusulat ko siya, yung pumasok na kanta sa utak ko kasi iniisip ko, ano ba yung mga kanta na lagi ko naririnig nung 90s? Parang, if I grew up out nung bata ako, what songs would I be dancing to? So, ayun, naisip ko, okay, sige.
Sharam-daram.
Actually, yun nga, parang dahil yung line na yan, yung sharam-daram, parang okay, sige. Parang feeling ko iconic siya for me. And it's not the first time that I used a Donna Cruz song. Actually, my film, Paglisan, The Living, 2018 animated musical, we used actually yung kanta sa Doremi, yung I Can.
Ano ba yung I Can Live?
Yes, that song. Yeah. So yun, baka sa next film ko, ayahan, isip din ako nandun.
only you and me, maybe.
Or like a wish.
Oh, pwede. You know? Maraming. Ito, very nostalgic of the 90s, you know, late 80s.
Parang pag mag-iisip ka ng song in the 90s, parang Ano ba yung mga maaalala mo na pag bata ka, ano yung tatatak na song na sa utak mo noon? Isa to for me. Parang growing up listening to OPM songs. So is
Oh, it's very unexpected and yet you know, you realize talagang akmang akma doon sa sinar, nasa ilalim sila ng kama at tinutugtog nila. It's a very tender moment. Itong temang ito tungkol sa, you know, going through trauma, family trauma, ito ay kumbaga, concept to itself, hindi siya bago, no? A lot na mga filmmakers have used this running theme. But for me personally, this worked really well as an animation for some reason. I cannot quite pinpoint why it worked better this way. Saan ba sa tingin mo nagkulang yung mga conventional films before na, for you? I mean, obviously, this is a very personal film for you. You thought about it sa paraan na maikwento mo siyempre yung lived experience mo o para i-representa yung mga kwento ng mga tao na ganun din ang pinagdaanan. Sa tingin mo, ano ba yung ingredient o ano yung kadahilanan na nag-work to in an animated film unexpectedly it does? What do you think?
I guess kasi even when I was writing the film, kasama na yung animation styles na gagawin namin. Parang inisip ko na rin siya na okay, ganito yung magiging style ng animation. I wanted it to be rotoscope kasi pag rotoscope, parang mapaisip ka kung totoo ba yun or drawing ba yun or hindi. Parang I wanted that feeling na parang mapapaisip ka na totoo ba or hindi. Kasi yun din yung pinagdadaanan ni Eric. Kasi si Eric ay confused siya. Tapos may nangyayari sa kanya na parang, oh, ba't may alien? Totoo ba yun or hindi? So parang it complements yung mental state ng character. Yung mga 2D animation, kadalun sabi ko kanina parang it evokes nostalgia and childhood memory siya. So, yung kaya I guess it worked for us is because we planned it out to be animated and yung style is not just a style for us to show the film and to tell the story, but it is actually a part of the story and kung paano namin siya binuo.
Mm-hmm. Well, I suppose I asked Antoinette this question as well. For those, yeah, syempre, this is open for viewing para sa mga international audience. How would you like the international viewers to sort of like remember or get introduced to the Philippine culture? Ano sa tingin mo yung gusto mong maalala nila bilang kumbaga ay maalala nila about the Philippines and our culture?
More of hindi sa maalala, I guess. Yung with the film, I wish na for the international audience, ay sana makita nila na, okay, gumagawa rin pala mga Pilipino ng animated films. Tumigil ilaw. Pero sige, okay lang kaya. Naggumagawa rin ng, actually, very thriving ang animated film, animation sa Pilipinas. Pero, puro mga ano tayo, parang outsource yung mga Filipino animators. Parang gumagawa sila ng mga gawa from other countries. Pero kukonti yung gumagawa ng original content. Actually, in the history of Philippine cinema, parang mga less than 15 ang animated films, feature animated films sa Pilipinas. And I think ito yung gusto kong ma-introduce sa international audience that we have the talent and we have the content na I think can be consumed not only in the Philippines but also outside of the country.
It's a brilliant film. You should check it out. Maraming salamat, Carl Joseph Papa, and congratulations on your nominations.